ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभाम् व्यास शंकर मध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्ताम् वंदे गुरु परंपराम् श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 So we'll start, we'll read the first two verses which you have already completed, the benedictory verses. Prathamodhyayah Tattva Vivekah. You can say after me whatever I say so that I will give you enough time. When it's the second time you can join me. Prathamodhyayah प्रथमोऽध्यायः तत्त्वविवेकः तत्त्वविवेकः नमः श्री शंकरानंद गुरुपादाम्बुजन्मने नमः श्री शंकरानंद गुरुपादाम्बुजन्मने सविलास महामोह ग्राह ग्रासैक कर्मणे सविलास महामोह ग्राह ग्रासैक कर्मणे तत्पादाम्बुरुह द्वंद्व सेवा निर्मल चेतसाम् तत्पादाम्बुरुह द्वंद्व सेवा निर्मल चेतसाम् सुखबोधाय तत्त्वस्य विवेकोऽयं विधीयते सुखबोधाय तत्त्वस्य विवेकोऽयं विधीयते सो विद्यारण्य स्वामी begins his Prakarana Grantaha, begins this textbook called Panchadashi with a verse of benediction, a benedictory verse, wherein he offers his praise to Bhagavan, invoking his grace in the form of his teacher. And then later on, the second verse, he introduces the subject matter of the first chapter being Tattva Vivekaha, the discriminative knowledge of the truth is the subject matter of the entire this entire chapter. Therefore, it is named as Tattva Viveka Prakaranam. The first chapter is known as Tattva Viveka Prakaranam because the subject matter discussed in this chapter is discriminative knowledge of the truth. And he introduces the subject matter in the second verse. Thereafter, he begins his teaching from the third verse. So, he presents the teaching of the discriminative knowledge of the truth in this chapter. How does he present the teaching? He presents the nature of the reality being Satchit Anandaha. Satchit Anandaha is the nature of the reality. And he says the nature of the individual self, Jivatma Swarupam e Satchidanandaha, and Paramatma Swarupam also e Satchidanandaha. But Jivatma, Paramatma, two words are used, and then there seem to be the difference between Jivatma and Paramatma. But really speaking, even though we use these two words, Jivatma and Paramatma, Jivatma and Paramatma are relatively different, seemingly different. Absolutely, there is no Jivatma or Paramatma. They are absolutely one and the same, only Atma, and which is of the nature of Sat Chit Anandaha. This is what he is teaching in this first chapter. So he begins with the nature of the reality, nature of the reality, the truth of the microcosmic being, the individual jiva. Almost 10 verses he discusses that. Later on, he will be discussing the nature of the Paramatma, nature of the Paramatma. So we arrive at the nature of the self, nature of the truth of the individual self, individual, by inquiry, analysis, with the help of the teacher, help of the Shastram. So how do you arrive at the nature of the individual, the truth of the individual self being, Satchitanandaha, by inquiring into the nature of the self. And this inquiry or into the inquiry into the nature of the individual self, we do it with the help of the Shastram, using the prakriyas inbuilt in the Shastram. Whereas we understand the nature of the Paramatma bhi Hachidananda Swarup, Hachidanandaha, from the scripture itself. So we ourselves inquire into the nature of the individual self, the truth, nature of the truth of one's own self, by inquiring into, by inquiry, with the help of the Shastram. Whereas we arrive at the nature of the Paramatma being Achyudananda Swarup, Achyudanandaha, from the scripture, with the help of the scripture. The help is, the Shastra's help is taken, but here the inquiry is not there. When you understand the nature of the Paramatma being Achyudanandaha, we understand it from the Shastram itself. But a self enquiry, when you arrive at the nature of your own self as the nature of the individual Achyudanandaha, through enquiry with the help of the Shastram. So here, first for which he takes the Chit. Even though we use the term Sat Chit Anandaha, but still, first he takes the word Chit. So this Chit being the nature of the reality, nature of the truth of the individual self is taken here first. How do you arrive at it? For which he presents, first Chit is analyzed and discussed and arrived at. Chit being the truth of I, truth of the individual self, is arrived at. So we saw last class, but still we read it again. Shabdasparshadayo vedyaha. Shabdasparshadayo vedyaha. Vaichitrya jagare prithak. Vaichitrya jagare prithak. Tato vibhakta tat samvit, tato vibhakta tat samvit, ekarupyanabhidyate, ekarupyanabhidyate. He says, jagare, in the waking state, shabdasparshadayaha vedyaha prithak vaichitriyat. So, shabdasparshadayaha, shabdaha, sound, a form of an object, sparshaha, touch, a form of an object, and adayaha stand for rest of the threefold objects. So this entire universe, the cosmos, is experienced in five different forms as five different objects. Therefore, this universe can be what now can said to be the objects of five different segments. So, shabda prapanchaha, rupa prapanchaha, sparsha prapanchaha, gandha prapanchaha, we can say that also. We don't have five different worlds, but there's only universe. The only universe obtaining in five different segments, as five different objects, in five different forms, and experienced through five different senses. Therefore, each sense power, so the each segment of the universe is accessible only to a given sense organ. The sound is accessible only to the hearing power, the mouth's ear. All the light and objects reflecting the light, the forms, colors, accessible only to the seeing power. Therefore, each segment of the prapancha is accessible to a given sense organ alone. And here, therefore, they are all prithak, they are all distinct from each other, different from one another. We say what now? Vai prithak, they are all separate, different from each other. And then there are also varieties. They are just not one sound, not one form, not one color. There's a varieties of objects of the fivefold object, varieties of fivefold objects, and which are different from each other, which are distinct from one another. Therefore, and those objects. So, and these objects, all of them, enjoy existence. The objects enjoy existence means what? The world of objects enjoys existence. No, only when they are perceived. When the objects lose their status of being existent, when they are not perceived. For them to be perceived, there must be what now? The five different sense powers. And the five different sense powers can function as sense powers only when they are backed by the conscious mind. So in the waking state alone, we call it a waking state only when this external world is experienced, when the sense organs are functional. So the sense organs can be functional only when they are backed by the conscious mind. Therefore, we say the mind, for the mind to be functional, and to be capable of backing the sense organs, the mind must be also functional. So there must be thoughts also. So then the question comes, is it possible, if the mind is functional, then sense organs are functional, then can the world enjoy existence, enjoy the world of objects, can it enjoy existence, if you say? If they are functional, they can enjoy the status of being existent, But for them to be functional, for the mind to be functional, for sense organs to be functional, thereby the perception to take place, thereby for the objects to become the known, that thereby to have the status of being existent, there must be something else. The mind cannot become functional by itself. Mind cannot even enjoy its existence independently. For the mind, first of all, to enjoy its existence and thereby to become conscious and thereby to become sentient and thereby to be capable of functioning. To become functional, it needs the blessing of the consciousness. Otherwise called awareness. So here, therefore, this awareness, the consciousness is actually one, and which is one means what? The only reality. And this consciousness is, this consciousness alone appears in the form of the universe. Consciousness alone appears as these varieties of objects. Okay, varieties of fivefold objects. Consciousness alone appears as the varieties of fivefold objects. Means, because there's no object outside of the experience. If there's no experience, there's no cognition. Therefore, now we say what now? We have experience. We experience the world means what? We have experiences of the world. Experiences of, you know, the varieties of objects in the world, which constitute the world. Varieties of experiences means, what is an experience? What is a cognition? What is knowledge? What is experience here? How do we say the world exists, there is light now? Because we experience the light. How do we say there is a music, or somebody is singing? How? There is experience of the varieties of sound, the object called a sound, and in the form of music and speech and then noise and etc. So there is experience of the varieties of objects, no, in the form of form. Experience of the varieties of objects in the form of smell. They have each, no, segment. So each form, varieties of objects, varieties of forms, objects of five different forms, no, five different objects. So we have experiences of all of them. So here, if the question comes, are there really many experiences? Yes, there are experiences, we say. In fact, what here this Acharya says, what you call as experience is nothing but consciousness. Experience of the pot is there, then what? No, experience of the pot is nothing but another name for consciousness. Experience of the man, experience of a woman, experience of light, experience of form, color, sound, taste, touch. Every experience is what? Nothing but consciousness. Which means experience itself is another name for consciousness. Because what is experience? Experience is another name for consciousness. But for the consciousness to have a different name as experience, isn't it? Why consciousness gets the name experience? Because when the consciousness is not in association with any object, then it is consciousness. Awareness, when the awareness of consciousness is not in association with an object, it is consciousness. Awareness or consciousness in association with an object is called experience. Because the objects are plural in number, objects are varied and varieties are fivefold objects, therefore innumerable countless objects, therefore we have what now? There seems to be varieties of experiences, various experiences. The plurality of the experiences, the seeming plurality of experiences. There is only a seeming plurality of experience. In keeping with the plurality of the objects experienced, objects outside, really speaking, the plurality of experience is only what? Seeming. There's only seeming plurality. Really speaking, if experiences, the experience which seems to be plural and many, actually speaking, is nothing but one and the only indivisible, undivided whole, the consciousness. So, consciousness in association with an object is experience. Consciousness without the association with the object is what? Consciousness. So, part experience means what? Consciousness plus object part is part experience. Consciousness with the man experiences, with the man, object man is man experience. Consciousness with woman plus woman, object woman is woman experience. Consciousness with coffee object is what? Coffee experience. Consciousness with the flavor of the coffee, consciousness with the object of coffee flavor is what? Coffee flavor experience. Consciousness with coffee taste object is what? Coffee taste experience. Taste experience, flavor experience, color experience, smell experience, even texture experience. Consciousness plus coffee touch. You would touch it. Coffee, no, object touch, coffee object. Touch is what? Coffee object experience. Touch experience. Therefore, consciousness in association with an object is what? Experience of that given object. Consciousness without the object is what? Consciousness. So, if we take every experience, cognitively, intellectually remove the object, what is there? Now, man experience minus man object is what? Consciousness. Woman experience minus woman, consciousness. Tree experience minus tree, consciousness. Music, Carnatic music experience minus Carnatic music, consciousness. Dog barking experience minus dog barking, consciousness. So every experience of any object and every object, if you cognitively remove the object, there is consciousness. I taught it differently last class. I thought I'd tell it differently this class. So that you would become much clearer, isn't it? So in deep sleep state, there is an experience. So what is the object in association? What is the object consciousness is in association with? Blankness of mind. Blankness. Then there is blankness experience. Also what? Consciousness with an object in the form of blankness is blankness experience. Consciousness with, again, subtle objects obtaining in the form of thoughts is what? Again, subtle experience. So remove those objects, what is there? Consciousness. And in deep, in waking state, of course, you have the gross experience of the gross world of objects. And because when you think, there seems to be so many experiences, in fact, plurality of experience, plurality of cognitions is due to what now? The plurality of the objects the consciousness associates with. Actually speaking, the experience is another term for consciousness in association with an object. So, three states of experience, three different states of experience are called three different states of mind. And what are these three different states of mind, different states of experience? Actually, consciousness in association with different types of objects. Gross objects, experience of the gross objects is consciousness. Experience of subtle objects in dream is consciousness. And the experience of the blankness is also what? Consciousness. Consciousness is not an experience. Every experience in association with the given object is consciousness. Is a term for consciousness. Experience itself is what? Another term for meaning consciousness in association with a given object. Therefore, tataha vibhakta. If we cognitively dissociate consciousness from the objects, how man experience, from in man experience, remove the man cognitively, and what is what? Pure consciousness. If we remove the, from man, woman experience, you remove, or waking experience, remove the objects, remove the waking experience, remove the waking world consciousness. Dream experience, remove the dream world consciousness. In deep sleep state also what? Cognitively remove the blankness consciousness. Therefore, that consciousness is one indivisible, undivided, partless, unchanging, changeless, unchangeable, beginningless, endless, changeless, independent, all-pervasive reality. That consciousness is, what now? The truth of I. There is no I other than consciousness. Self-experience is what? I is expression of self-experience. Self-cognition. I am is also what? Self-experience. The world is what? The world experience. How the world is? Again, world experience. So what is experience? Experience is another term for consciousness in association with a given type of object. Tataha vibhakta tat samvit. Vibhakta means what? Distinguished, separated cognitively, physically you cannot separate cognitively. Tat sambit, okay, tat, tat vibhakta, sambit, that consciousness, eka rupyat na bhidyate, due to its nature of the oneness. Ek rupya means rupatvam. Eka rupatvat, because of its oneness, what now? It does not differ. It is not divided. Na bhidyate means it is not divided. Consciousness is undivided, not divided. It is undivided, indivisible, partless, whole. Why? Because of its oneness. In fact, what seems to the, it is the plurality of the experiences appear to be what now? Many, even the experiences are also what? They are seemingly different. All the experiences are only seemingly different. Absolutely non-different. Why? The seeming difference is due to the plurality of the differences in the objects. There's no difference on the part of consciousness. Seem it is undivided. You differ, you this the because the experiences are different, we say, are they really different? They seem to be different. Therefore, what? Each experience is different from the other experience means that is because of the difference in the object. They are seemingly different because of the difference in objects. Really speaking, the consciousness is, if you distinguish, they separate the consciousness from all those objects, you can see because of its oneness, it is undivided. It is indivisible, partless, whole. This is what? Chit. Okay, now we are going to inquire into the nature of this chit itself. Just the chit itself, we'll see what this chit is all about. Shabdasparshadayo vedyah. So last class I told you this also. So the world does not enjoy existence of its own. The existence enjoyed by the world of objects is what now? The plurality of the objects also is what now? Because of the manifestation of consciousness and because the vrittis, because the plurality of the vrittis, there's also what now? The experience of the plurality of the world also, objects also is experienced possible. And consciousness is one undivided, indivisible truth. We saw that. Let us see that. Now let us go to the next verse before we see that. Tatha swapne travedyam tu. Nasthiram jagare sthiram. Tadbedostastayo samvit. Ekarupanabhidyate. Tatha swapne travedyam tu. Nasthiram jagare sthiram. Tadbhedostastayo samvit. Ekarupanabhidyate. Now he is going to elaborate on what he has already said in the third verse. It means whatever has been very clearly present in the third verse is going to elaborate on that that you will, your doubt will be resolved definitely. He says, Tatha Atra Swapne Vedyam Tu Nasthiram. Swapne means in dream, during the dream, Vedyam Nasthiram. Vedya means an object of experience. The object of experience obtaining in the dream state is not sthiram. Not sthiram means what? Not gross. It is subtle. Sthiram literally means what? Firm. But here, the object experience in the dream is not firm means what? It is not firm means it is subtle. Okay? Subtle. Why? Because it obtains in the form of a thought only. Object obtaining in the form of a thought, the mind is what? It's a nasthiram. It's not a firm object, which means it's a subtle object. It stays for very short time. That is why if it is a firm, when you wake up also, it must be there. When you wake up, it is not there. Whether the lottery money you had in your dream, the ice cream you ate in your, you bought in the shop, you have not eaten the ice cream, you bought the ice cream, you woke up, it must be in front of you. Then you can say what? Sthiram. But once you wake up from sleep, you bought the ice cream from the shop, you have not eaten it, it is not there in front of you. Which means it is only in your thought. That's why nasthiram. Swapne vedyam tu nasthiram. Now, in dream, the objects are not firm. They stay for very short time because they are only in the form of thoughts. Therefore, they are subtle in their nature. Then, jagare sthiram. So, vedyam is a singular word. Therefore, vedyam, the object of knowledge, the object of experience in the waking state is what actually is firm. Firm means what? It is gross. It is gross. It stays for long. Therefore, jagare vedyam sthiram, swapne vedyam nasthiram. Nasthiram. So, the objects, that there is a difference in the nature of objects obtaining in the waking state and in the dream state. Okay, the ice cream in dream, ice cream in waking. There is, you listen to the music in dream also, you can attend. You can, living in Sydney, you can come to Madras to listen to the music in December. December month, every day you think of Madras. Oh my God, Madras, my all the sabhas have beautiful kacheris, we are missing it here. You think and you sleep. So you then next day you have some dream also you have. So in dream also you have an object, in waking also you come to Madras and listen also. Which means the dream objects stay for very short time. They are very subtle in nature. They obtain only in the form of thoughts. Whereas the waking objects are gross. They're firm because they stay for long time. Then here, tad bhedaha ataha tayoho. Therefore, there's difference. Tad bhedaha tayoho bhedaha. Therefore, there's difference in the nature of the object obtaining in dream state and obtaining in the waking state. Ataha, if you spit that word, tat, I don't do this much grammar for other people, only for you I'm doing. I spit the each and every word. Tat, bedaha, ataha, tayoho. Ataha means what? Therefore, tayoho, bedaha. Difference between those two objects. Tayoho means of those two. Difference between those two. So, difference between those two, tayoho bedaha, those two objects means what? Those two types of objects, obtaining in the dream state, obtaining in the waking state, there is difference, whereas samvite ekarupa na bhidyate. So what is an experience now? Now you can understand what I told you already. What is dream experience? What is object waking experience? Waking state experience obtaining in the waking state also is what? Nothing but consciousness associated with the gross object. So experience obtaining the dream state also is what? Nothing but consciousness associated with the subtle object. So difference is between what? Difference is only between the objects. But in consciousness, between the consciousness obtaining in the dream state and the waking state, there's no difference. Why? The same consciousness continues to persist. What? Continues to be there in all the three states of experience. And not only that, it is the same. It is one and the same. Not two different. One and the same consciousness. Therefore what? There is no difference on the part of consciousness. And there is a divisibility on the part of consciousness. It is undivided, indivisible, partless one. That's what he wants to say again here. Now it must be clear, isn't it? So, sambit ekarupa. It is of the nature of oneness. Therefore, what now? Na bhidyate. It is undivided. It is non-different. It is one and undivided. Indivisible. Now he is going to the next one. Suptothitasya saushup. Suptothitasya. Saushupta. Tamo bodho bhavet smritihi. Sachava buddha vishaya. Sachava buddha vishaya. Avabuddham. Tattadatamaha. Suptotitasya. Saushupta. Tamo bodho bhavet smritihi. Sacha avabuddha vishaya. Avabuddham tattadatamaha. Okay. Now he is discussing the deep sleep state experience. So, by analyzing our three states of experience, here the Acharya helps us distinguish the consciousness obtaining in the form of threefold experience. Okay, therefore, now what is this deep sleep state of the mind? Deep sleep state is a state of mind which is also an experience. A state of mind is a state of experience. He says, in deep sleep state, you cannot talk about your experience when you are in sleep. Okay, the deep sleep state experience can be discuss only on waking up from the sleep. Therefore, what he says here, supta uttitasya. Supta uttitaha means the one who has woken up from sleep. Uttitaha means one who is awake, one who has woken up, is uttitaha. Woken up from sleep is called supta uttitaha, means thoongi elundavan. Urangi elindavan, the one who has woken up from sleep is supta uttitaha. So supta uttitasya, for the person who has woken up from sleep, then smritihi bhavet. Smritihi bhavati means he has the memory. So this person who has woken up from sleep has the memory. Or whoever falls asleep, And once the person wakes up from sleep, that person definitely must have what? This experience, musti memory he must have. Smritihi bhavet. What memory he has here? Saushupta tamo bodhaha. He has experience of the memory of the experience of the tamaha. Bodhaha means experience there. He has the memory of the experience of the ignorance in sleep. So he has the memory of the experience of the ignorance in sleep. So the ignorance obtaining, ignorance is what? Ignorance is the object of experience. The ignorance obtaining as an object in deep sleep state is called what? Saushupta tamobodaha. The experience of ignorance obtaining in deep sleep state is here Saushupta tamobodaha. Bodhaha means experience or knowledge. And the experience of what? Tamasaha bodha, experience of ignorance obtaining in sushupti, deep sleep state, is called saushupta. Ignorance, anything pertaining to sushupti, is called saushupta. So saushupta tamo bodha means the experience of ignorance obtaining in deep sleep state is saushupta tamo bodha. So this person has the memory. He remembers. He has the memory of his experience. Which means that you can recollect your experience. You can recollect from your memory only if you had the experience, isn't it? So recollection of the past experience is possible for the one who has woken up from sleep, because he has the memory. Therefore, which means in deep sleep state also what? He has an experience which he is able to recollect from his memory. What is experience? What is the object of experience? Ignorance. Total ignorance. What is the total ignorance? Ignorance of the existence of one's own self. Ignorance of the existence of the world. I am. The knowledge of one's own self is not there. The ignorance of the world being there. That's called what now? Total ignorance, isn't it? Therefore, this tamaha, there's no knowledge of the world, existence of the world, there's no knowledge of the existence of one's own self, which is total ignorance, and that saushupta tamasaha bodaha, this experience, and he is able to recollect that experience which he had when he was in sleep and which he remembers. Therefore, saushupta uttitasya saushupta tamo bodaha smritihi bhavet smritihi. He has that memory, which means in the deep sleep state also there is an experience. And what is that experience? That experience obtaining in deep sleep state is also what? Consciousness. Waking state experience is consciousness. Dream experience is also consciousness. Deep sleep state experience also is consciousness. And the object obtaining in the deep sleep state is what? Ignorance. Okay, now you distinguish the tataha vibhakta. Cognitively separate the consciousness from the object, or you remove the object cognitively, then what is there is consciousness. Is it clear now? Sacha avabuddha vishaya avabuddham tat tada tamaha. And that sacha avabuddha vishaya means what? That object of experience. Avabuddha vishaya means the object experienced, object of knowledge. Avabuddha vishaya, avabuddham, the object of experience. In that sleep is tamaha, the ignorance. The object of experience in deep sleep state is tamaha, tada tamaha, tat tamaha, tada avabuddham. The ignorance is experienced. So, chacha avabuddha vishaya. Therefore, now the experience obtaining in deep sleep state also is what? Consciousness associated with object of total ignorance is what? The experience, deep sleep state experience. Therefore, every experience is another term for consciousness associated with a given object. So the objects vary. Therefore, experience also varies. Three, we have gross objects in the waking state. And the gross objects also what? Five types of objects. And the five also what? No, varieties of fivefold objects. Varieties of fivefold objects in waking state. Therefore, you can imagine how experience, number of experiences. Similarly, varieties of objects, fivefold objects in subtle form in dream. Therefore, accordingly you have experiences. And in deep sleep state also, there is an experience which a person can recollect from his memory only on his waking up, and that object of experience is the total ignorance. Therefore, that also what now? Deep sleep state experience is what? Consciousness. And what is the object of experience? Total ignorance. Therefore, in fact, the difference in experience also, there is, we can say, are there many experiences now? Three states of experience we say, and in each state of experience we say what? Varieties of innumerable countless experiences we talk about. And what Shastram says, my God, all these innumerable countless experiences are only seemingly there. Really speaking, there is the plurality of experiences is due to the plurality of the objects experienced. Really speaking, experience, if you remove the objects, the experience, there's no experience, that only consciousness. Therefore, let us not try to experience consciousness. Let us understand that every experience is consciousness. Puriyudha? Is the beauty. People want experience, self-experience. They want realize. They want experience. After Shastra has told people, you've been studying Shastra all the time. Everything is intellectual, Swamiji. There's no experience. We want experience. No, we don't experience the happiness. We don't experience self. Understand, this is that the non-traditional masala means when you go for meditation classes and expecting to experience self and experience, the problem is the confusion will never go. So don't wait for experiencing self, my God, in every experience. The self, every experience is what? Bubbling self, really speaking. You need not experience self. You can understand experience is nothing but self. Okay. So the third verse he analyzes the waking state. The fourth verse he analyzes the dream state. The fifth verse he analyzes the deep sleep state. And he says in each state of mind is nothing but a state of experience. And experience is another term for consciousness associated with a given object. You cognitively remove the objects, distinguish the consciousness from the objects, then your consciousness is one undivided, indivisible, partless, whole reality. Okay, now let's go to the next one. Sabodho Vishayad Bhinnaha. Sabodho Vishayad Bhinnaha. Nabodhat, nabodhat, swapnabodhavat, swapnabodhavat, sabodho vishayat bhinno, sabodho vishayat bhinno, nabodhat swapnabodhavat, dhat swapnabodhavat. Evam sthanatraye pyeka, evam sthanatraye pyeka, samvittadvaddinantare, tadvaddinantare, evam sthanatraye pyeka, evam sthanatraye Traye pyeka, samvit, tadvad, dinantare, sthanatraye api, see the second line, sthanatraye api, evam, Samvit Yeka. Sthanatraye api Samvit Yeka. Sthanatrayam. What is Sthanatrayam? Swapnasthanam. It is Swapnasthanam. Then Sushuptisthanam. Jagratsthanam. Sthanatraye api. Threefold, in these three states of experience also, Samvit Yeka, consciousness is one. But the only consciousness appears to be three states of experience in keeping with its association with three types of objects. Subtle objects, gross objects, and unmanifest objects in terms of ignorance. Therefore, he says, so what is ignorance also understand now better. Unmanifest is what? Subtle objects, gross objects. Unmanifest means what? That is ignorance. Therefore, unmanifest objects. The consciousness also associated with the unmanifest objects in terms of ignorance. Consciousness associated with subtle objects obtaining form of thoughts. Consciousness associated with the gross objects alone what now? Obtaining form of three states of experience. So consciousness is not any of the experience, three states of experience, but every state of experience is one and the only consciousness. So what is there in every set of experience unchangingly, in changing experiences, the discontinuous experiences, mutually exclusive experiences, what is unchangingly there, continuously is there, is consciousness. Because sthana traye api, in all three states of experience also, samvit yeka evam bhavati. This consciousness is always there, unchangingly, undivided. So, he says, Saha bodhaha. Bodhaha in this verse, then the sixth verse, the word bodhaha means consciousness. Vishayad bhinnaha. Vishayad bhinnaha. Na bodhat swapna bodhavat. He says, it is distinct from the objects. Distinct from the objects. Na bodhat swapna bodhavat. So the consciousness is the same, but the objects are not the same. Well, he says, Vishayad bhinnaha means what? Now, consciousness obtained every sort of experience is distinct from all the objects, but not the objects. Bodhat, swapna bodhavat. Like, see what he says, the object obtaining in the deep dream state is different from the object obtaining in the deep sleep state or in the waking state, but not the consciousness. So therefore, what is the meaning here? What does he say? Sthanatriyepi sambhiti yeka. And that consciousness, now he says, what is each day now? He's going to take us to what is a dinam. What is a dinam for us? A day for us. A day, a 24 hours, which constitute a day for us. That day is nothing but, these three states of experience constitute our day. What is dinam? Suppose if you sit and dream the whole day, still your day is what? Day is a day of dreaming. If you keep awake like an owl whole day, drinking too many coffees, the day, still it's a day, waking day for you. Or you sleep, whole day you are sleeping, 24 hours you are sleeping, it's a day of sleeping. Or you have all the three, or at least you have two, whatever it is, your day is nothing but, the day is these three states of experience alone. A day is nothing but an experience. Either the three states of experience can constitute the day, or any one experience or two states of experience can constitute the day for you. The day is nothing but your experiences. Three states of experience constitute your day. Now he says, therefore, what is every day now? If three states of experience constitute your day, and every experience is nothing but consciousness, so consciousness is the reality, unchanging, unchangeable, undivided, indivisible, whole reality which is always there, means, what is your day? Day is also consciousness. Day is nothing but threefold states of experience, and therefore it is consciousness absolutely. So, dinantare means day after day after day after day, what continues to be there is consciousness. It's beautiful development, isn't it? What is every day now? Every day is nothing but experience, obtaining in the different form of different experience. Consciousness obtaining in the form of a different experience. Today's experience is different. Yesterday's experience was different. I ate last night what now? Samo experience. So Samo experience, consciousness. So now rye bread experience, this morning breakfast. So, different experiences are nothing but only consciousness. Every experience is consciousness. The objects change, experience seems to be different, but actually the consciousness obtained from experience is one and the only consciousness. Your consciousness continues to be there what? Day after day after day after day. What is nothing but consciousness. I like the way he develops it, isn't it? So he says, so evam sthanatraye api eka samvit tadvat dinantare, in the same way how the consciousness continues to be there in all the three states of experience, as the objects change, so the experiences change, but consciousness continues to be there. And tadvat, in the same way, dinantare, every other day also, the objects continue to change, the experience continues to change, whereas the consciousness is there changelessly always. But remember this, experience is another term for consciousness associated with objects. Now, what about the masam? What about the varsham? See, he is establishing the nature of consciousness being timelessness, eternal. Therefore, he is going to say that now, masabda yuga kalpeshu gata gamyeshwanekadha gata gamyeshwanekadha nodeti nodeti nastametyeka samvidesha swayam prabha masabda yuga kalpeshu gata gamyeshwanekadha nodeti nastametyeka samvidesha swayam prabha. Now he says, so this samvit always there as what? As the experiencer. So consciousness is not the experiencer, but the one who obtains as experiencer in all the three states of experience, in every experience, as the very experience is what? All it is, it beginninglessly there, endlessly there, changelessly there. Therefore, it's always there means, he says now, like the what comes and goes, the state of the objects change, therefore experience changes, and the day changes, days change, month comes, months change, month comes and goes, day comes and goes, month comes and goes, months go, then year comes and year goes. They all come and go. Day comes and goes, month comes and goes, year comes and goes. No, like that, they come and go. They all are of the nature of coming and going. Gata agamyaha. They go and come again. Therefore, gata agamyeshu, they which come and go. Gata agamyeshu, gatagamyeshu, vandu pohindravehalil. What is it which come and what are that which, what all which come and go? Masa, abda, you can include dinam also. The day comes and goes. Okay, the day goes and comes again. The day goes and comes again. Every day goes, again the next day comes. One day goes, the next day comes. And then 30 days go, then you call it what? Masaha. So, Masa also what now? The 1 month goes, April goes, May comes. January goes, February comes. Like that, Masa also what now? Goes and comes. Now, the 12 months go like that. Every month goes and comes. Now, what now? Afterward, the 12 months go, then year comes. 1 year comes, isn't it? Abda. Abda means year. Shakti Abda, isn't it? And then Abda means year he comes. So year also comes and this year goes. Now for what now? Yugam. 1 year goes and many years comes. What now? One yuga. So yuga also comes and goes. Now kalpa. Much longer duration is what? Yuga. Kalpa. Kalpa also comes and goes. Everything comes and goes. Nothing remains permanent. As they change, as the objects change, the experiences change, but what is there unchangingly, unchangeably, eternally, what now? Without coming and going is what? So, he says, Gata Agam Yeshu Anekadha, not once it comes and goes. See, every day comes and goes many times. Every month comes and goes many times. No, year comes and goes many times. That's why Anekadha, in many forms it comes and goes. Therefore, Anekadha, all this Masa, Abda, Yuga, Kalpa, so a duration of time, nothing but duration of time. Therefore, Gata Agamyeshu, Anekada Gata Agamyeshu, in all of them, without arriving, without departing, without coming and without going, Samviti Yesha is one undivided, indivisible consciousness always there without coming and going, without rising and setting, without arriving and departing. What is that? Na udeti. It does not rise means what? Does not come. And na astameti. It does not set means it does not go. So without arriving, departing, without rising and setting, without coming and going, yeka samvithu is only reality, the consciousness. What is the sorup of consciousness? Oneness, ekatvam, eka samvite, and what is it? Swayam prabha, which is of the nature of self-effulgence, which alone, swayam prabhati. Therefore, swayam prabha, which is of the nature of self-effulgence, self-revealing. And this consciousness is what? Is always there without coming and going. Which means the time, actually all these words to mean the time, to indicate the duration of time. Dinam indicates the duration of time. And Abda year indicates the duration of time, longer duration of time. Yugam indicates what? Again a longer duration of time, much longer duration of time. Kalpa indicates longest duration of time. In fact, the duration, the difference in the duration of time, is indicated by different words. Dinam, Masaha, Abdam, Yugam, Kalpa, etc. Actually speaking, all these report and, they arrive and depart, they come and go. In all these, this time also, all these things which come and go, objects also vary, objects changes, therefore what now? Experience also changes, but every experience is just the consciousness. And that consciousness na udeti na astameti, it does not come and go. There is no such thing called coming. Consciousness is not born, it does not die, it does not rise, does not set, it doesn't come on. Experience comes, experience exists, experience changes, resolves. Waking, there's a rising of waking state, and there's existence of waking experience, and there's a setting of waking experience, which is the beginning of dream or the deep sleep state. Then a deep sleep state has a beginning, it exists and it goes. In between, the dream comes, again a dream goes. Like that, everything comes and goes. Therefore, objects change, experiences change. And that experience is nothing but consciousness. And the consciousness is or does not change. Consciousness does not change. This is always there. Which means what? Consciousness is free from time limitation. Consciousness is not subject to time. Consciousness is there beginninglessly, eternally. So before this body was born, also what? There was consciousness. Not only this body, before this entire universe becomes manifest also, what? Consciousness is always there. In consciousness, the experience of the world, experience of the jagat comes and goes. Which means what? The experience is another term for consciousness in keeping with the change of the objects. So, can we read the verses and we'll stop here. And the next topic we're going to understand. So, the main aspect you understood today is what? Consciousness is of the nature of timelessness. Is of the nature of eternity. How it is eternal. It does not come and go. It is one. First you understood it is one. It is of the nature of oneness, then it is of the nature of timelessness. The time also is what? Object of experience. And what is an experience? Time is an object of experience. And therefore experience is what? Another term for consciousness in association with time. Object called time. Therefore, time also exists, what? Only in consciousness. Therefore, consciousness is free from time limitation. The next we are going to understand how consciousness is of the nature of fullness and expression of which is love. You understand the meaning of the word love in the following verses, which we'll see in the next class. Is it clear? Really, the word love has to be understood very clearly. So confused, isn't it? I love you, you love me, they don't love me, all the problem we will not care whether others love you or not, lovers or not. But still we will remain as the very love. Okay, that is very beautiful meaning we are going to see in the next verses. Masabda yuga kalpeshu, masabda yuga kalpeshu, gata gamyeshwanekadha, gata gamyeshwanekadha, no deti nastametyeka, no deti nastametyeka, Samvidesha Swayam Prabha. Samvidesha Swayam Prabha. So, Swayam Prabha, that which is of the nature of self-effulgence, that also I'll explain next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate ओम शांति 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 हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम।